Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Recently, I was on a pontoon boat about 2 hours north of Miami.
Okay, we're in Stuart, Florida. They call this area also Port Salerno.
Nancy Bieber is captain of the ship.
So we're going to head up the St. Lucie River and do some readings off of Hell's Gate. And then we're going to head up to the Stuart Causeway.
Her boat's called the Sunshine Lady. But when we went out on the water, the sun was already down.
And it's a beautiful, cool summer night. And there's kind of that purplish color and streaks of clouds in the distance. And we have on either side of us beautiful homes.
Gorgeous evening.
Perfect evening to listen to fish song.
I couldn't believe it when I found out that fish sing.
Alicia, of course fish sing. And crustaceans, too. Cue the music.
Under the sea. Under the sea. Under the sea. Under the sea. Seems life is sweet here. We don't give
you. You are such a dork.
Thank you. And one of the world's experts in fish song happens to live here in South Florida.
I'm Dr. Grant Gilmore. I study fish ecology and fish biology. I actually started about 35 years ago just to try to determine which species are producing sound in the Indian River Lagoon and why they're producing sound.
So this guy's been doing this for 35 years, but as people have gotten more concerned about water quality, his research has been getting more attention, including from us. Fish sing when they're ready to reproduce, and they prefer to reproduce in unpolluted water.
So the cleaner the water, the more you hear fish sing. I took this boat ride with Gilmore to learn more about the seduction techniques of fish.
What is it about this part of South Florida that makes it such a good place to listen to fish sound?
There are more species of fish here than most other places in Florida. We have about 400 species in the lagoon system here alone. What we have is the Gulf Stream close to shore here, the Indian River Lagoon, which is a salty lagoon, and a freshwater river all meeting right in one area. And this allows fish from all those habitats to cross over here.
In a sense, this is where the sort of cold waters up north and the warmer waters of Miami kind of mix.
Exactly. In fact, they call this place, we're going up here, the Crossroads.
And it's also kind of like a fish nightclub.
Oh, it's a nightclub. Tonight, you're going to hear some rocking out there. Females usually don't produce sound, just the males. So we'll hear males calling the females. A spotted sea trout, for instance, a female spotted sea trout is
small. I'm going to put this on pause. Do you guys have any mosquito repellent?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst I've ever seen them, actually.
Yeah, this is odd.
Oh, God, I hate mosquitoes.
You want to get ready to drop the anchor?
What we're going to do now is we'll drop a hydrophone, underwater microphone in.
It looks almost like a pill container, and it's attached to a long wire, I guess.
And that wire comes back to a recording unit and a speaker, so we'll hear the sound on the speaker. Now, you might be a little confused by the sounds you hear right now. The snapping sounds, the crackling sound like someone's frying bacon, those are snapping shrimp. That's a little shrimp about the size of your little finger. It has one large claw, which it snaps. You hear a sound that sounds like boom, 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 like a heartbeat?
All right, let me listen.
That's a spotted sea trout. It's a very lonely male. We hear him here frequently, but only one.
Do you have a name for him?
We should. We should think of a name for him.
He reminds me of me during my single days.
Dan, think of a name for him. We'll use it.
How about Butch?
Butch.
Butch the Lonely Spotted Sea Trout.
He actually should be up the river that way about 8 miles with the rest of the spotted sea trout. But for some reason or another, he hangs around here at Hell's Gate.
Right, right, right. He's going to the wrong nightclub, clearly.
I really feel sorry for him, yeah. The fish are producing their sound with their gas bladder, and they have sonic muscles attached to the gas bladder that vibrate at the specific frequency of their call. The female lacks those sonic muscles, and she cannot produce sound. That sound is projected through the body cavity and into the water.
Could sound pollution stop fish from spawning?
One example of that with the spotted sea trout was the railroad track at Hobe Sound comes down next to Hobe Sound Bay. And one night we were listening to spotted sea trout. When the train came by, the sound was so loud underwater, the spotted sea trout stopped calling. And we sat there after the train had already gone, but the trout never returned, never started calling again. And it could be that the females were attracted to the train track rather than the males that were spawning there. So they were all headed towards the beach and just left the males. The train was a larger trout.
So, what is the sound?
Like a cackling of a chicken. It goes, it's a whole series of pulses, higher frequency pulses for the silver perch. Between 9 and 10 o'clock, the spotted sea trout calls will start to die off, and the silver perch will start up. They'll call on the same night, but don't typically call over one another.
Well, right, like at my favorite nightclub, you know, it starts out early in the evening more as like a restaurant, and then later in the evening it turns into more of a lounge, and a whole different crowd comes in.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
Now, the question is, which is the cool crowd?
Cool crowd? I don't know. I think this guy's a cool crowd here, you know.
This guy being?
Spotted sea trout.
And why not a silver perch?
Because it has a much wider tolerance range for salinity and other environmental factors than the spotted sea trout. And so we want to pick a fish that's relatively sensitive if we're going to use it to determine the quality of the environment.
You know, I'm sorry to keep bringing it back to nightclubs, but this sort of is where my knowledge base starts. But it's sort of like the spotted sea trout are the more discerning guests, and they're going to only go to the club that is absolutely top-notch.
Exactly. So you want to follow those guys around. You'll find the best club.
Okay. Lambs gains their wish, do it. Even lazy jellyfish. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. Electric eels, I might add.
And there's one female fish that actually does make a sound, isn't that right?
The black drum. And that's the loudest underwater sound we know that's produced by a fish. It actually surpasses the call of the humpback whale as far as decibel levels go.
How does the black drum male sound?
Oh, man.
Boom, 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 boom.
And how does the female respond?
Boom, 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 boom.
That piece was produced by Under the Sun's Trina Sargalski with help from Chelsea Rademacher.
On our website, you can play this awesome Guess What Fish Is Singing game. That's WLRNunderthesun.org. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
Birds do it. Bees do it. Even educated fleas do it. Let's do it. Let's fall in love. In Spain, the best upper sets do it. Lithuania.